Hurricane Katrina took the world by storm when it ravaged Louisiana and surrounding states in late August of 2005. Katrina's effects were far-reaching, and researchers continue to uncover new areas of devastation left in her wake.
This storm incubated very, very rapidly and intensified very, very rapidly to a very, very strong hurricane. And you couldn't really find anywhere you could escape from this thing. It was just simply enormous.
The urban effects of the storm are well known, but Katrina had a huge impact on regional forests as well. Using data from NASA's Landsat and Terra satellites, a group of researchers have estimated that Hurricane Katrina killed or severely damaged 320 million large trees in Gulf Coast forests. Scientists study images like these from NASA's Landsat satellite to assess the extent of the vegetation loss brought on by the storm. The change in color from bright green to bright red shows researchers where trees were killed or damaged.
We think of these storms as producing giant waves that come in and inundate coastlines, and we think of the heavy rains that flood, but the winds are a third very powerful facet of these systems. And a storm like Katrina projected a very high amount of wind far inland. And furthermore, with the heavy rains that Katrina created, the soils became saturated, and so these trees are more likely to be blown over when the root systems are loosened up.
Katrina's powerful winds affected 5 million acres of forest across Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. Scientists regard young, healthy forests as carbon sinks. Forests play a vital role in removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere through photosynthesis. Vegetation killed by a storm like Katrina decomposes over time, reversing the carbon storage process and making the forest a carbon source. Researchers conclude that the loss of so many trees in Gulf Coast forests will be a net source of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere for years to come. The 2005 hurricane season will long be remembered for the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. In this climate of intensified storms, many are wondering, is Katrina just the first taste of what's to come? Is global warming creating more frequent, more intense storms?
There's basically two camps of scientists that have developed. You've got one camp of scientists that firmly believes that years like 2005 are a harbinger and a signal, a sign of what humans have been doing to warm the climate. And there are other groups of scientists who are skeptical of this. They think that there are natural cycles that control the frequency of hurricanes. Scientists like myself believe that both groups of scientists have some merit. What NASA brings to the table is a very sophisticated suite of remote sensors that are able to image the clouds and the ocean in an unprecedented level of detail. We can now see through cloud layers, and we can take CAT scans, literally, of the inside of these storms. We can throw the veil off and see all these workings of the engine for the first time.
The Earth is a complex system. Whether revealing the inner workings of a storm or providing a window onto the devastation it causes, NASA sensors help scientists understand the complexity of hurricanes.